And on the line, I have Stephanie joining me from where all the action's happening, as Luxie the Lobster is doing her weather predicting for the fifth year. Hi, Stephanie.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, good. And how are you?
Fantastic. It is a beautiful morning here on Cape Sable Island Causeway. Obviously, the sun was out.
So, and that does mean what I'm thinking it means?
It does. It does. Luxie saw her shadow this morning, which means we will have six more weeks of winter on the banana belt of the South Shore.
So that's good. We have a collaboration between the rodents and the crustaceans. So that's good to see. So is she a lively lobster? I tried to find the live video feed, but I couldn't find it.
Oh, no way. Yeah. So you can watch it on the Nova Scotia Lobster Crawl Facebook page if you want to watch the replay. She is a lively lobster. She weighs in at 7 3/4 pounds, which makes her about 33 years old, and she's about 18 inches long.
And she just kind of hangs out for the rest of the year and waits for next?
Yeah, so she gets taken today to Captain Cat's restaurant, and she hangs out in what we call the spa. Other people might call it the lobster tank. Luxie calls it the spa. She's there. You can come take a selfie with her, you know.
Yeah.
Love on her a little bit. Show her that we appreciate her.
You got to love shelfies.
Yeah, really exactly.
Do.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of that, Lobster Crawl kicks off today officially.
It officially kicks off today. It runs the entire month of February from Barrington, which is Lobster Capital of Canada, straight through to Peggy's Cove. It's the fifth anniversary. Can you believe it?
That is hard
so
to believe.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff going on.
And lobstercrawl.ca is the website, so if you want to find out the details, but there's one big event this weekend.
There is. At the Best Western Plus in Bridgewater, we've got 12 South Shore restaurants straight from Cape Sable Island to Peggy's Cove. I mean, literally, there are restaurants in both of those spots competing for the best lobster roll. So they will present their lobster rolls to a panel of judges, international judges. We've got them in from all over the world, actually.
Wow.
Our very first Lobstar contest was this year, and Heather Jeffers will be a guest judge on that panel.
Okay.
And then everyone who has a ticket will also receive a lobster roll to enjoy.
Wow. So
yeah.
And there are still tickets available for that, right?
There is. Ticket sales end today or when they sell out, and I expect that that will happen shortly after lunchtime as a guest. So I would say anybody who wants them needs to get on lobstercrawl.ca and buy that ticket as soon as they possibly can.
All right, and I see that we have the Lobster Ball coming up for Valentine's as well.
Yeah, that's going to happen at White Point on February 11th. You get to grab your lobster and come out. Ghost Town Heroes is the band. We'll have an hors d'oeuvre selection. Of course, some lobster included in that. And just, you know, a different way to celebrate Lobster Crawl and Valentine's Day all at the same time.
And those tickets also available. Is it all available through the website for tickets or at the various locations?
No, if you go to the website, you'll find a link there to every ticket sale.
All right. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much, and all our best to Luxie. Make sure that she enjoys her big day.
She will indeed. She will indeed. Thanks very much for having us.
Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
And it is official that Shubenacadie Sam and Luxie the Lobster are both staying six more weeks of winter.